The staff maybe that lives on the side of town would attest to the truth of this. It just seems like at time when between the just a little bit of morning dew on your windshield, it's not snow or ice, you don't have to scrape it, but man, I don't know why, but when that sun hits it right, it is blinding. And I don't help the case by realize today it wasn't that bad, but today I realized the inside of my windshield has been dirty. So even though the outside is clean, the inside is hazy, and just I think from the frost blowing or whatever it is. So finally today I got here and I was tired of it. I'm like, that's it. I came in here and grabbed some Windex and went out there and I'm doing this and scrubbing it and buffing it and drying it and trying to look where I might have missed. I'll see that tomorrow. I think I got it all. I was really meticulous with it. But it got me thinking about sin and life, and sometimes we're willing to deal with a little dirt. Yeah, it's inconvenient. Yeah, it messes things up, but until finally it's like, I've had enough of this. I'm done with this. I'm going to clean up. Tomorrow, as I drive in, I expect a different type of ride in. I expect to be able to visually see, not squinting and not hurting my eyes and not doing any of that. And I'll say to myself as I'm driving, why didn't I do this before? So it is with sin in our life. Tonight's message is entitled, Get Clean. Psalm 51. Psalm 51, verse 10. Probably if I start it, you could finish it. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. God, thank you that when we get dirty, there's a place where we can go and get clean. God, help us to do that here tonight. That we would not be satisfied with just a little inconvenience. That truly we would look at the sin that's in our life. And in the same way this morning, just I've had enough. And Lord, that we would get right and get clean. Lord, I pray you'd help us with that. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Similar to that windshield, I tried to renew something. Tried to clean something up and renew it as if it was new again. You know, sometimes we allow sin in our heart. I'm telling you, that thing with the bus bothered me today. Told our deacons that a little bit. I don't know. I got to check my heart that I not allow sin in my heart over a bus. Get bitter, get angry, get any of that. I'm going to have to ask the Lord. I'm going to have to make sure I really check that. Hey, are there things going on in your heart and in your life that you're just willing to deal with? I'll just deal with the dirty windshield. I'll just deal with the sin. I hope that you have the attitude of, hey, finally, I'm done with this. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of not being able to see. I'm tired of getting blinded. I'm tired of almost driving off the road. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of the consequences of sin in my life. That's where we got to get. But first, before we do that, we have to acknowledge that we're even dirty. James chapter number 4. First step is just acknowledge it. James 4. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Oh, no, that's not me. No, I'm all clean. I'm good. I'm not a sinner. I am surprised. And purify your hearts, ye double-minded. I am surprised at how many people I talked to this last year, year and a half, maybe 2 years, that really have an absence of understanding of the consequence and the reality of sin. No, I don't have sin. I mean, I've sinned before, but Everybody sins. God's not okay with that. God doesn't want that. He says, you got to clean up. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts. First, you got to even acknowledge that you're a sinner. Now, sure, we could go to Romans 3:10 and Romans 3:23. For all have sinned. And we know those verses. But now, as a believer of Christ, do we handle our sin as serious as we did that day when we asked Jesus to save us? Or do we tolerate it? Well, I'll deal with it. I'm just going to live with it. You're living with something that's destructive and that's hurting you. First of all, you need to acknowledge that you're dirty. 2 Corinthians chapter number 7. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Is that your heart's cry tonight? Is that your desire, dearly beloved? Do you even see that you have sin in your life? Is your windshield even dirty? First of all, you have to acknowledge that you're dirty, that there's sin in your heart. There is something to clean up. Number two, you got to be disgusted with your sin. You can't approach that of, I'm just going to live with this. No. You got to get to the point where I need to change something. Are you willing to change? Today, finally, I came in and said, that's it. 2 weeks of fighting the windshield. I'm tired of it. I'm getting the Windex. I'm going to get paper towels. I'm going to contort my body in weird ways to try and clean my windshield, left-handed, right-handed, buffing it, banging my knuckles up against things. And I'm just disgusted with it. Are you disgusted with your sin? Because if you're still enjoying it, you're not going to get clean. If it's not repulsive to you, it's going to be really hard to take care of it properly. If there's trash around at your house, what do? Well, I throw it out. Why? Because it's disgusting. It's gross. And what do you do when that trash is full? Then we take it outside and put it into another trash can. Then we wait a week and then we send it on the way. Wouldn't it be something if I ever see people that, I don't know, something's not connected up there, and they live in squalor and live in dirt and live in filth and they live in debris and they live with all the stuff all around their house. Until they get disgusted with it, it's going to stay the same. I remember years ago we went and visited at this house, and there you walk in and it's like, whoo, there's a unique scent here. You walk around and there's just dirty diapers laying around. That's it. That's what I'm smelling. Until you get disgusted with it, and still that until that sin is repulsive to you, you're not going to do anything about it. You're just going to live with it. Number one, acknowledge you're dirty. Number two, you need to get disgusted with your sin. God hates it. He hates it so much that he was willing to send his only begotten son to pay for it. That's how much he hates it. Then what? Well, thankfully, he gave us a cleansing agent, much better than Windex. Hebrews chapter number 9. Then we got to get clean. Number one, acknowledge you're dirty. Number two, get disgusted with your sin. Number three, get clean. Say, why don't I have victory over sin? Because you enjoy it too much. Until you're disgusted with it. Hebrews 9, verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, look at now, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Hey, God's got a way to clean you up, and it is through his blood. I think it's interesting to me that one of the most staining agents is the cleansing agent. You get blood on a pair of pants, might as well just throw them away. Or, I don't know, maybe they have super cleaners now and OxyClean and all that kind of stuff, and they can get all that out. I've seen it. You buy two of them, $19.99, shipping and handling, you can get OxyClean. But the blood of Jesus Christ, that can purge us, that can clean us. 1 John chapter number 1 and verse 7. 1 John 1, 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And look at what it says. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Today I came in, grabbed the bottle of Windex, went to the thing, and I'm spraying and buffing and cleaning. That's kind of what the blood of Jesus does. Has the ability to cleanse us. That's what it says there. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Say, well, I'm dealing with some really hard things. It says all sin. All sin. I like what it says. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And you know what the Lord wants? He wants what we should all want for our vehicles. Clean vehicles all the time. He wants us to walk in light. He wants us to walk clean all the time. He wants us to continue in that. Hey, you get clean. He wants you to stay clean. He wants you to continue down that path. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. May we continue in those things. Look at Titus chapter number 2. It's a lot easier to keep something that's clean-ish clean. Man, you let... Maybe your Wednesdays like our Wednesday, and we had the Pastor Seatman and Mrs. Seatman are out of town, so we had the four Seatmans over, and so it was a little extra busy at our house. We had a lot of people and all that, and maybe your Wednesdays are kind of like ours. It's quick, get something to eat before the clock says time to go, and you're running out, and hey, if we can just rinse the dishes, we don't have to wash them all, but if we could at least just rinse them, so when we come back, that oatmeal has not turned into mortar. There's been plates that I really thought it's just better to throw it away. But when something's clean, it's easier to keep it clean. As a kid, I remember, I don't know what it was. My mom was so adamant. It was right around, I was getting ready to turn 16. I didn't make the connection, Brother Rice. And she's like, listen, this Saturday, you are cleaning your room. Do not come out of it. Like, she locked me in my room to make sure it was clean. Needless to say, she had a surprise birthday party for me when I turned 16. But she wanted it clean. But once you get it clean, you know what you want to do? You want to keep it that way. It's like, this is kind of nice. I didn't even know I had a floor. It's carpeted. This is really nice. Everything's got a place. Look, I could eat off these surfaces. This is nice. So it is in your life. Hey, you get clean. You know what? You want to stay clean. You want to continue that way. Hey, I kind of like this. When you finally get disgusted with your sin and begin the cleansing process, you're going to enjoy that. Titus chapter number 2, verse 14 says, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. That's what he's looking for. He wants purified people. Say, I can't be sinless. I understand. But when sin starts taking root and hold in your life, the best thing to do is not to just deal with it and just continue on, but to get clean. Like I was driving in this last couple weeks, it impaired my vision. I couldn't see right. The one day, had the Lord not opened my eyes to something, I would have been in a real bad accident. There was a trailer pulled off to the side of the road, and he was loading up wood, but it was on like a turn. You saw that? Mrs. Buck, Mrs. Huber came in. We were all fired up about it because, but then when your vision's blurred, all of a sudden I'm like, is that red lights? And I slammed on my brakes, almost plowed right into this guy's trailer, pulled off to the side of the road. Hey, sin blurs your vision. And all of a sudden you're heading towards something and you don't even see it because your vision's been blurred. You don't see things right. You don't see things clearly. I'll deal with it. You're going to hurt yourself. There's a reason to get clean. There's a reason God tells us, hey, I want you to purify yourself. I want you clean. You go to a restaurant and you sit down at the, I don't know why, but diners are infamous for this. You sit down and they give you that little white cup of coffee and there's lipstick on my cup. Now I know. I don't wear lipstick out, so I know. That was not, I did not put that there. What do we do? Take that back. That's not clean. You take out a fork and there's a little piece of rice in there. I would like a new one. That's gross. I'm not going to deal with it. Oh, that we would treat our sin the same way. This is repulsive. Get this away. There's no way I'm taking a sip out of that cup. There's no way I'd use that fork. There's no way I'd continue this way. I need to get right. Psalm 119, verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. The greatest agent, in addition to the word of the blood of Christ. Through the blood of Christ, we can have forgiveness. But it's the Word of God that shows us just who we are. Say, I've done some, my mind's messed up. Well, the Word of God can cleanse you. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 tells us that it can fix our mind. Look at John 15. Say, I was taking a look. Okay, Romans 12. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God can fix our mind. Now go to John 15, as we've seen Romans chapter 12 together. John 15, verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. John 15, 1, now verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Hey, I want to get right. I want to get clean. What should I do? Well, if something's dirty at your house, what do you do? Well, depending on what it is, I'll go get that. How about this? Depending on what it is that's wrong with your life, look at a story, look at what God says about it. I promise you, anything that you could be going through, God has an answer. We just got to apply it. Philippians chapter number 2. The Word of God. I think the greatest obstacle in our message here tonight is simply acknowledging the windshield is dirty. That's going to be the biggest trouble. Because we are okay with a little. Philippians chapter number 2 and verse 14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Well, you know, I mean, everybody complains. Everyone has a little conflict. I mean, come on. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Look at what it says. Holding forth the word of life. Hey, if the word of God is the thing that's going to cleanse me, then I'm going to hold on to this. I'm going to hold on to this every single day. I'm going to look into it. I'm going to allow it to penetrate my heart and in my mind. And yeah, maybe there may be some days where I just don't like what I just read. But it's probably true. Because God's word is true. So hold on to the word of life. What do we do now? Well, 1 John 1:9 tells us, well, go there, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us, right? Isn't that what it says? From all. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, I'm sorry for what you've just showed me through your word. What I know is in my life, please forgive me and please help me. Psalm 51, go back there. Psalm 51, verse 1. Just a couple more verses. Tonight's message is entitled, Get Clean. Why? Because you might be heading right towards a trailer and you don't even see it. Psalm 51, verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. So much is here. David is tired of his sin. He acknowledges he has sin and he's asking God to please forgive him. That's our message all in two verses. Psalm 24, the last verse that we'll look at. Psalm 24. In verse 3, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? If I asked you if there was a place that you'd like to visit, doesn't that sound like a place you'd like to be? I'd like to ascend into the hill of the Lord. I would like to stand in his holy place. Why? Because that's where the Lord is. I would like to be where God is. I want to be in the presence of the Lord. Who can? The Bible says, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Hey, it's worthwhile getting clean. Why? Look at where you get to live. There's a blessing in staying clean. You know, when an addict overcomes that addiction, they say they got clean. When we get sin out of our life, we're getting clean. And we're able to be in a place we couldn't otherwise. So could I encourage you tonight, evaluate in your own heart. God, have I been driving around with a dirty windshield? God, have I allowed sin to just stay in my life? Are you disgusted with it? Are you tired of it? Are you ready to get rid of it? Well, praise the Lord, through the blood of Christ and the word of God, we have that opportunity. I encourage you tonight. I encourage you in the morning, all throughout every day. Lord, if there's something not right in my heart, would you please forgive me? Let's all stand tonight.